Radio is on the air. This is your Hollywood radio reporter, bringing you Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland in a very special holiday broadcast. In a moment, we will switch control to Buddy Twist, famous in Hollywood as a special events master of ceremony. At the portable microphone in Santa Claus sleigh, where we are to ride with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland and Santa Claus down the most famous street in the world, Hollywood Boulevard, transformed at Christmas time into a glittering toyland and renamed Santa Claus Lane. Are you ready, Judy and Mickey? Take it away, Santa Claus Lane.
Yes, sir, this is indeed Santa Claus Lane. It's Hollywood Boulevard, all dressed up for the holiday season. It's a glamorous street even without its Christmas dress. Both sides of the street are lined with smart shops, with spotlights shining on 1,001 Christmas gifts. Everything is brilliantly lighted. The whole street is always ablaze with neon lights, but tonight, well, sir, tonight it's something really special. Huge 20-foot Christmas trees have been planted every few feet along the sidewalk, and they're all lighted up with hundreds of candles. We're looking west along Santa Claus Lane, and those trees sparkle like jewels in the distance, almost as far as the eye can see. The sidewalks on both sides of the street are lined with thousands of people who are joining us in sending you this unusual Christmas greeting from Hollywood. Now, these people are all here for a very special reason, too. Santa Claus Lane, of course, wouldn't be complete without Santa Claus himself, and he's here, yes, sir, in all his finery, sitting in a huge red sleigh drawn by 4 prancing silver reindeer. He has his workshop right along with him, but we'll tell you more about the sleigh and the workshop later. Right now, I want to tell you about Santa Claus's guests. They're almost as well known as Santa Claus himself, Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney. And while Santa's men play music, Santa himself is shouting a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as Mickey and Judy wave to the thousands on the street. I'm sure you could hear Santa Claus just a little while ago shouting out his Merry Christmas because there's a big PA system right along with the sleigh. Mickey and Judy now have the microphone up there, and they're shouting a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And right alongside us, we're walking alongside Santa's workshop here. Perhaps I should describe that to you first. And we're coming up to one of the world-famous intersections. It's almost as famous, yes, it is as famous, as Broadway and 42nd Street. It's Hollywood Boulevard and Vine. For our purpose tonight, of course, it's Santa Claus Lane and Vine Street. And there's a whole crowd of people right out here in the street shouting up to Mickey and Judy and waving. Maybe you can hear some of these people. I'll hold it up.
All right, but first of all, I'd like to turn the microphone over to Judy Garland to do just exactly as you prescribed. Here we go, Judy.
Everybody in the whole world and here on Hollywood Boulevard, the merriest Christmas and the happiest New Year you ever had.
I'm sure you can hear the little youngster shouting a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas to Mickey. Now let me describe the Santa Claus workshop, which is right here. There's a gentleman on the end. This is where the whole business seems to start. He rings the bell. He's the man that checks out the toys as they come along, and he already has 2 or 3... carts back here, a couple of dolls, and the next man, he looks like one of the 7 dwarfs. He counts them out as they go by, and on a machine, an adding machine, I presume it is, although it doesn't operate, his fingers do go up and down, and he checks them off and counts them up for you. The next man, with a little electric light overhead, is planing away on some little part. I think we have somebody down here. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Do you mind coming right along with us? Now, I'll tell you what we have. We have a portable microphone right alongside this huge float that Mickey and Judy are riding in. And we have a long cord, a long microphone, and Judy and Mickey have a microphone up there. They have an earphone, and I have an earphone. I can hear what they say. They can hear what I say. So we're going to pick some folks out of the crowd and ask them to come over to our microphone, find out who they want to talk to, and you'll hear a conversation between Mickey or Judy and these folks who are right alongside us. Hello there.
Hello.
Just a minute now, till I get a earphone for you. Now, you listen. Can you hear what I say now?
Yes.
You can, huh? All right, now who do you want to talk to? Do you want to talk to Mickey or Judy?
Judy.
You want to talk to Judy. Judy, are you up there?
You bet I am, and I'm listening.
All right. What's your name, honey?
Joan Meyersick.
Joan what?
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
Joan Meyersick.
Hello, Miss Meyersick.
How old are you, Joan? Tell her how old you are first.
9 years old.
9 years old? I bet you Santa Claus is going to be wonderful to you this year. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I really do want a sewing machine.
A sewing machine? Well, I bet you'll get 5 sewing machines.
What's your next picture?
A picture called Ziegfeld Girl.
Oh, is Mickey Rooney going to be in it, too?
No, but we're going to make another one soon after I finish this one. Mickey's making one called Men of Boys Town now.
Uh-huh. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm glad to have met you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Judy. And we have some more people that want to do the very same thing that little Joan just did. Let me see. Is this gentleman want to talk with somebody? May I ask your name first?
J. Frederick Stretch.
And what have you been doing? Does everybody call you Fred, do they?
No, Jay.
They call you Jay?
Uh-huh.
All right, do you mind if I call you Jay?
No, call me anything you want.
All right, I'll call you Jay for short.
Hello, Jay.
Jay, that's Judy. Judy, Jay.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, how are you, Jay?
How you doing?
Pretty good. What have you been doing today?
Oh, same old stuff, going to school.
Going to school, that's not so good, huh?
Gets kind of a bore after a while.
I know, I got out last June.
Oh, you're lucky.
Hi, you got any Christmas shopping done?
That's what I'm doing tonight.
Oh, well, heaven help you in this crowd. I hope you get it all done, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, I hope you do too, Judy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Let me see, we had a young lady who was with us here a moment ago. Where did this young... Oh, there you are. You want to come over here now? Mickey?
Yes, I'm right here.
Mickey, this is Mrs. D.A. Jones, and she'd like to have a chat with you.
Mrs. Jones, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you, Mickey. I think you're swell.
Thank you very, very much.
I do wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, might I reciprocate and wish you exactly the same thing?
Well, thank you.
Bigger and better quantities coming into the new year.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, dear, and it's a pleasure to have been able to talk to you.
Yes.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. How'd you like to talk to Mickey?
All right, I'll talk to
you. Judy's on the PA system up there.
Okay.
First, tell me your name.
Henry Racy, Detroit, Michigan.
Mickey?
Henry
Racy. Yes, I'm right here.
I'd like to have you meet Mr. Henry Racy. Of Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, yes.
How do you do, Mr. Racy?
Hello, Mr. Rooney, how are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. You can just call me Mick.
All right, Mick. Call me Hank.
Okay, Hank.
Yes, I'm from Detroit, and I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I think we have a gentleman back here that would like to talk to Judy, I'm sure.
All right.
Are you there, Judy?
Yes,
I am. All right. Will you give this gentleman a headphone right over here? You put that on. What's your name, sir?
Melvin Branham.
What is it?
Again?
My name's Melvin Branham.
Hello?
Hello? I'm from Vandalia, Illinois.
Well, good. I'm glad to see you out here in Hollywood.
Yeah, this is the second time I've been down here.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Oh, this is fun.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you like this snow that we're having here?
Oh, it's fine.
Of course, we never have real snow in California, but we can kind of fake some for you.
Well, there's plenty of it back home.
I bet there is.
Well, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And the same to you, and a very Happy New Year, too.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And here's a little fellow way up on top up there. I don't know whether I can reach him, Mickey. He's looking at you and waving.
I can see him.
You can see him?
Yes, I can.
All right. You listen in that up there now, Sonny. And I'm going to let you talk to Mickey Rooney.
What is your name there, little boy?
What's your name,
Hey, Sonny, what's your name?
Jimmy Day.
What is it?
Jimmy Day.
Jimmy Day. Well, Jimmy, I'm glad to meet you. And is Santa going to be very, very good to you this Christmas?
Yeah.
He is. What do you want for Christmas? And I'll see if I can fix it for you. You know, he's sitting right in back of me.
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet? Well, suppose you let me know and maybe I can get to him first, huh, and see what I can do.
Here's a young lady here. You put that earphone on. All right. You can hear me all right, can't you?
Yes, I can.
May I ask you your name?
Jeannie Hollowell.
Jeannie Hollowell.
That's right.
And how old are you, Jeannie?
I'm 18.
18 years old. You're out of school then, huh?
Yes, I am. I graduated in June.
Graduated in June. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm just down in Hollywood. I've been down here about 4 or 5 days, and I'm enjoying it immensely. I'm just on a sort of a vacation.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're not from Hollywood then, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm from Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, you're from Santa Barbara. Well, we have an out-of-towner here. Do you know Mickey or Judy?
No, I don't know them personally, but I've seen them in pictures.
You have? Would you like to meet them?
I'd love to.
Who would you like to talk to?
Well, let me see. I'd like to talk to both of them.
You don't like to talk to both of them? All right, we'll start with Judy. Now, your name is Jeannie, isn't it?
That's right.
So it's Jeannie and Judy.
Hello, Jeannie.
There she is. Now, she just said hello, Jeannie.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy Same to you and a very Happy New Year. Hope you get everything you want from Santa Claus.
Well, I hope so, too. I hope you do, too.
Thank you. I'll let Mickey talk to you just a minute.
Good evening.
Hi, Mickey.
What is your name again?
My name is Jeannie.
Jeannie.
That's right.
Jeannie? With the light brown hair.
That's it.
Oh, wonderful. And you're from Santa Barbara.
That's right.
Wonderful. You're enjoying your visit down here?
Luscious. Are you enjoying yourself up there?
Oh, you bet we are.
You look it.
Thank you very, very much. And good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Mickey. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Mickey and Judy talking with practically everyone on Santa Claus Lane. They've been so busy that they haven't had a chance to say a word to you, and I'm sure they want to. How about it, Judy?
Yes, there is something I want to say to all of you listening in. I hope that you have the most pleasant of all holiday times, and that the new year brings you health and prosperity and peace to all the world.
Thank you, Judy. Mickey Rooney, have you anything to add to that?
Well, I guess Judy has already said what we're all thinking. It really comes from all of us to all of you. Wherever you may be, happiest holiday greetings. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Mickey. Judy, you know, I think it would be appropriate if you sang Silent Night. I heard you sing it last year, and I'm sure our listeners would appreciate hearing it again. Thank you, Judy, and thank you, Mickey Rooney. Judy and Mickey have been speaking to you from Santa Claus Lane in Hollywood. Now back to your Hollywood reporter at MGM.
This is your Hollywood radio reporter, and may I add the greetings of all of us at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer in wishing you everything you wish for yourselves.